Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We all know that both parties are bought and paid for by the very same private banking interests that have now orchestrated the ongoing collapse of the financial economy and the real economy to terrorize the public with threats of depression and to giving them godlike imperial powers and immunity from their crimes and trillions of our taxpayer money. And when you end up attacking a John McCain or a Barack Obama, it only strengthens the overall structure because they keep everything controlled in that paradigm so that you never get outside the box and attack the overall New World Order system. But when we see John McCain come out and say, I think we should use U.S. troops to fight crime in the United States, that's them getting you ready for martial law. And then Barack Obama says the same thing. People say, well, then who do you vote for? But when you have Barack Obama come out and have police in Vermont, Illinois, and Missouri, and have them go on the news and say, if you lie about Barack Obama and say he's a Muslim, which we don't know if that's true or not, well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, it's your right to say it. And his daddy certainly was. He did go to Muslim schools. He was born outside the country. These are legitimate questions, just like the questions have been raised about McCain being born in the Panama Canal military zone. And he says he was born at a U.S. military base that didn't exist till 7 years after he was born. He's a liar. But it wouldn't matter if it was a lie that he was not born in U.S. territory, either one of them, if I wanted to say they were born on Pluto to Santa Claus's reindeer, then it would be my right to say that Dasher and Blitzen gave birth to John McCain. It's not true, but it's First Amendment right. So the bottom line here is, by the way, before I forget, get Dr. Corsi on. Call and see if we can get him on the air tomorrow. I know he's scared to death to come on and admitted his publisher's been trying to block him for the last few months on coming on here because it became a New York Times article about his interviews here. But he promised to come on in a month, and that was over a month ago. So call him. I just want 10, 15 minutes because I want him to specifically comment on this too. They never really go after him on his facts. If you read carefully, they just say he's a right-wing extremist, liar, on and on and on. And then I get a call last night from a guy named Trooper. That's his nickname, who's a well-known Austin fixture on talk radio ever since I moved here in 1991. And I've met him more than 10 or 15 times at events, and he's even come to some of my events. He called in, and I thought it was a joke, and he was yelling and screaming so much that we weren't trying to screen his call. We were just like, hello, what's your first name? Ah, blah, 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 I'm Trooper. I want to get that Webster Tarpley. I want to this and that. So I put him on, and he was saying, I want to come down there and arrest Webster Tarpley. And I said, well, Webster isn't in studio with us. He's in Washington, D.C., or he's in on the suburb of D.C. in Maryland. I said, he can't come on. I mean, you know, he's not here physically. And he said, well, I'd come down there and arrest him myself. And I said, you're joking, right? It's his First Amendment. He said, no, it's a bunch of lies, and he needs to be arrested. And I said, but it's his First Amendment. He said, I don't care. I'm sick of these Bush people. And he did make one half salient point that made some sense. Well, they would have beaten the daylights out of you with the RNC like they did everybody, but they didn't at the DNC in Denver. That's because the Democrats are good and the Republicans are bad. By the way, I remember Trooper a decade ago was more of a Republican. So I'm going, whoa, man. And I'm like, listen, that's not a scientific point you're making. You know, it could just be that police force or who was managing that, but it can at least be partially taken at face value. But, I mean, he was frothing, sputtering, so mad he was screaming at the guy answering the phone, Jaron, who was just answering the phone to put him in queue. Hello, what's your first name? Where are you calling from? So, just out of control. And none of you Barack Obama supporters can back up what you're saying. And I don't know what to do about this. I mean, this is unprecedented. Is this an idea of what life under Barack H. Obama will be like? Will I be arrested if I criticize him?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The New World Order has made the decision to kill the dollar. And so they are just running up as big a debt to the American people as they can, while the financial institutions that own our country buy up all the real assets and position themselves offshore. That is, in essence, the New World Order, sucking nations dry, building up an international crime syndicate government over it that plays the countries off against each other. And ladies and gentlemen, we have news where they're admitting that they're going to have carbon footprint police in England and the U.S. Mainstream news saying it's good, by the way, that will stop you at checkpoints, inspect your house, inspect everything you're doing, put fines on people that have more than one child. It says carbon checkpoints, total regulation, total control. I mean, you think things are bad now. They're going to destroy the economy, make you feudal serfs, all of us together, and then micromanage our lives with these control freak phony environmentalists who will say nothing about toxic waste dumping or genetic engineering, open air, cross-species chimeras, sodium, deadly fluoride in the water, toxins, poisons, mass drugging of humanity. No, it's just going to be running around regulating carbon dioxide that plants breathe, taxing one of the four life-giving, you know, main ingredients. I'd call them element, but I don't mean technical element. I mean, you know, one of the main elements of life: water, sunshine, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. So I've got that news. I mean, it's all just everything is quickening. Everything is intensifying. Israel openly talking about hitting Iran in the next month. We're right around the corner from October surprise, the November election. This is a crazy time. Governor Ventura will be on at noon Wednesday with a lot of key information. I've got another special guest scheduled for after him on Wednesday. That's a surprise guest. I'm just going to leave it at that. We have some other big guests we're working on. I haven't gotten around to calling Willie Nelson to get him back on about an event that's coming up. I'm going to call him tomorrow. Try to line that up for this week or next week. There is so much going on, ladies and gentlemen, with this radio show. But I can't even have pleasure in the success we're having waking people up because it's all collapsing. No wonder people are listening now like never before because everything we talked about is coming true. But I have no pleasure in being right. I've said over and over again, unfortunately, we're right about all this. And why is it unfortunate? Because our analysis is scary. The facts are hardcore. And a lot of people in the middle class and others are waking up. But you talk to just average folks on the street, they laugh at you still with that self-satisfied, pre-programmed grin. If you bring up any issues to them, they're just meant like, none of that exists. You know, they're all into living in denial. And they got another thing coming. They got a rude awakening coming up for them. Now, I said I'd take phone calls. For those that don't know, this is such a big deal. I know some stations just take the second, third, and fourth hour that they miss the first. One more time today, I'm going to air this Channel 4 piece out of St. Louis. Listen carefully, because if you read, and I call these offices that you hear mentioned here, you can call them. They say, if you have a bumper sticker saying Obama's a Muslim, you're going to get a police visit. If you run an ad saying he's for taxes, to raise taxes or anti-gun, you get a police visit. Now listen, they announce like it's no big deal, and the media is like positive, and man, this is good, you know, the whole way they phrase it, that if you lie, and of course the police, they decide, no judge, no jury, no civil suit, they decide if it's unethical. We say it's unethical, and we're going to come out, and we're going to give you a police visit. And I'm getting people calling me, emailing me, saying, that's right, Alex, you need to be arrested too. If you don't like the fact that we're going to do this, you need to be arrested. Or your guests need to be arrested. Because we're not going to let the evil Bushes win with McCain. So I guess Webster Tarpley's right. With McCain, the government's a dead duck. No one believes it. It's hollow. It's hated. But with Barack Obama, he's got dark skin. That's the only thing different. It's like Coke putting a new cover on its tin can. On its aluminum can. And, you know, he's skinny and he's young and that's it. We're for him. And I've tried to stay out of this, but this Barack Obama business. And I did go and pull up his quotes. I did go and pull, legislation he tried to pass in Illinois. He wants to ban all 308 rifles. He wants to ban all 223. I mean, I knew he was anti-gun, but I guess I hadn't looked. This guy's a monster. And I will talk about him all I want, and I will say his daddy was a Muslim, and I don't get into that whole Muslim bashing thing. The point is he's lying about that. And he did go to Muslim schools, and he was born outside of this country. And you know what? People have a right to say that. Number one, it's true, but even if it was a lie, I will fight for anybody's right. I will fight for people's right to, you know, say lies about me. I will fight for people's right to do all sorts of things until it becomes criminal, like creating fake websites that I supposedly run and then, you know, in my name saying kill this person, kill that person in an attempt to get me arrested or to get my material taken off YouTube and Google. But if somebody does something like that, that's something else. But no, they're saying radio, TV, and print ads, and that the police, the prosecutors, they will decide. This is going on in three states, Illinois, Missouri, and Vermont that we know of. Here it is. Oh, I forgot. John is out today with a board op meeting for the next hour, and so I just get so used to having him there. It is the Barack Obama clip there in queue. I guess we don't have it. Truth about Obama. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to
stop right there.
Any...
Stop it. We're going to back it up about 20 seconds. Thanks. We don't want the people. See, you manage us. You run us. You watch us with cameras. You train the children in the schools to spy on their parents. You put cameras in the bathrooms and school rooms. You spy on us. You use the NSA satellites now to spy on farms and ranches. There's local CIA offices popping up. Barack Obama's gotten triple the Wall Street money that John McCain has. He's got the big money. He's like a color revolution. That's what they call it, the Orange Revolution, the Rose Revolution, where the CIA went into Eastern Europe and would overthrow those governments with a fake popular upstart. Webster Tarpley is right. He is right. Now, I'm still not going to weigh in and say who to vote for. Not that it matters. Over 40% of the country has electronic fraud machines, proven their own executives have gone public and said they've taken over a lot of voting. That's why the government doesn't care if 95% of you in the newest polls. That's right. A week ago, it was 28% were for the bailout. Then it was 9%. Now it's about 5% are for the bailout. 95%. Go pull the polls up. Just say, poll on bailout, and you'll see them. There's a whole bunch of them. They're 4, 5, 6, 7% for it now. Now, listen. I'm going to say whatever I want about Barack Obama. And I'm not somebody who's like, please don't throw me in the briar patch, so I do get thrown in the briar patch. I'm not going to be manipulated into supporting John McCain because of all of this. But let me tell you, I'm taking a very close look at it right now. And I'm saying, shame on Barack Obama. And my audience does not deserve, to be attacked when they have a First Amendment right. I don't deserve to be attacked. And I don't like the threatening emails and phone calls and calls into my show that I've been getting saying, you better shut your mouth. What is wrong with you people? That isn't liberty and freedom. That's what the New World Order wants you to fall into. Of, oh my gosh, we've got to arrest anybody that lies about Barack Obama, and a lie is any criticism of him. And that's what I've been hearing, is that guy you got on your show, that Webster Tarpley, Dr. Jerome Corsi, they're lying stink bugs, and they need to be arrested. And they were down there right now, I'd come down there and I'd do something to them. That's fascism. Shame on you. We're going to cover and talk about whatever we want. We're not looking for fights or trouble. If anybody comes around my office, you need to know, 357 Magnum right here. I will talk about whoever I want, whenever I want, however I want. You got that? Don't let yourselves be played as fools. The polls show Barack Obama's going to win. You're going to get what you want anyways. The voting machines will make sure of it. It doesn't matter. He's the creature of the New World Order. No doubt John McCain is as well, but they think they can get more gas mileage for their New World Order out of him. A fresh face, a new birdcage liner. Don't worry, you're going to get bankruptcy and your pension funds taken and work brigades and gun confiscation, and the liberals are all going to suddenly support warrantless wiretapping and everything else. Don't worry, you're suckers and you're going to get to win your false victory. Doesn't matter. You right-wingers out there that aren't real right-wingers, you may get your Lord McCain, but either way, your bosses win. Either way, you get to be suckers again. Don't get so emotionally wound up in all this. You notice both parties are for the bailout right now? You notice both parties are saying the exact same thing about Georgia? I want to come back and talk to Ken, Gabe, Scott, Carmi, and others. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com. Awesome site. And Infowars.com, Infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Never thought you'd heard today where prosecutors, police, sheriffs are on TV going, we're going to be watching what you write and say about Obama, and if we decide it isn't true, we're going to come arrest you. We run things here. You just work and pay us. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. And by the way, we're watching the debates on C-SPAN. by the House on the verge of passing this bill. And we've got a copy of it. It's bad, folks. And the people for it, they get up and talk for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then those against it are only given 30 seconds. Everything is rigged right out in the open. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. You're on the air, Ken.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I called your guy Trey the other day because what you're talking about today is what I was trying to get through to you guys the other day.
Well, now you're on the air.
Okay, now basically I'm one of your affiliates in California.
Fantastic.
And basically I had a visit from the Redlands, California Police Department because that's where my representative's office is located.
Hold on, let me stop you. Excuse me. What affiliate are you, sir?
I'm an internet affiliate, radio94x.com, sir.
Okay, so...
I'm citizen media. I believe in free speech.
Okay, what happened to you? Tell us.
Well, basically what happened is I've been dealing with this congressman's office for 6 years, so this is not a new thing. I've been contacting for 6 years. I think I've had approximately 30 telephone conversations with their office in the totality of the 6 years that I've been dealing with them. And there's been several issues I've brought before them. Well, I called them back. After waiting and waiting, they were supposed to send me a file. And I said, you know, where's this file? Oh, it's coming from D.C. So I waited 2 months, which is in this time frame now. I called back. I said, look, I'm upset. I don't know how to be politically correct. I never threatened anyone's property or life. And I told the ladies there, I don't appreciate. And they hung up on me because they don't like my free speech. And I told them I'm not politically correct. Now, I read nowhere in our Constitution that I have to be politically correct. I cannot threaten anyone's life or property. I did not do so. So what they did is they called the FBI on me. The FBI referred it to the local police department in the town where the office is located. They sent two detectives with guns to my property to ask me if I'm a kook.
Well, yeah, you're not allowed to even believe the bailout's happening. You're not allowed to believe that Russia didn't launch the sneak attack on Georgia. You're not allowed to believe the Federal Reserve is private. You're not allowed to basically even have a Second Amendment. I mean, they're telling us, look, your freedom doesn't exist. To say it does is a conspiracy. Now sit down and shut up.
Yes, that's basically...
So what did they say? They showed up and they said, are you a kook?
Well, that I asked them, I go, well, you know, what constitutes, you know, they said, well, we're here to check on you to make sure, you know, you don't have video cameras all over the place. You're not a kook. And then they asked
Oh, I love it. They put video cameras.
Stop.
They put video cameras all over you. But then I've noticed when we have cameras, they're actually arresting people all over for cameras on their houses, calling it eavesdropping on police. But go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. My last statement to this congressman's office on the last day of the last call, I asked them, I posed it as a question, what if I come to your office with a video crew and I come there to ask you why I'm not getting representation? And the lady firmly told me that you will be arrested.
So you're not allowed to go to your congressman's office. So the police were there implying that video cameras were weapons. You know, we have video of that in Truth Rising. They come up, the police, and grab the camera and say cameras are now guns.
Right. Well, furthermore, you know, I made no threat. That was a question.
I understand. You've made that point like 20 times.
I want to keep it clear.
So, well, you can keep saying it if you like, but if people heard you, what ended up happening?
Well, right now I called back the detectives. I put in 3 calls to their office. They finally returned my call. I go, okay, what's going on? Because I was threatened with a restraining order by these detectives when they showed up, that they want to file a restraining order against me, the employees of the office, the congressman's office. Well, what's going on with that? Oh, as far as we're concerned, our case is closed. There's no criminal action against you. So I still have no clue as to what's going on. They come here with guns, scare the living out of me, and threaten me with, you know, sanctions or whatever.
What specifically did they say to you?
Well, they specifically said that they want to fight. When they first introduced themselves, they said, we're here in regards to your calls to the congressman's office. And I'm like, okay, and they want to read. The ladies in that office said they fear you. And I said, well, they've never met me. How can they fear me? And then it went on to where they're, well, we got to check you out, you know, make sure you're not a kook, have a bunch of cameras, all this and this and this. And I'm like, well,
so they said if you had cameras, you were a kook. Oh.
I guess that constitutes being a kook, sir.
And a kook's illegal. All right, well, you should write it up into a story format with all the names and go post it on the Prison Planet forum where tens of thousands will see it. We'll be back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the video footage of the Twin Towers demolition was taken by someone in offices directly across the street? It showed bombs going off, starting with the upper floors and descending to the bottom. How did someone get explosives inside the building and attach them to the support pillars? It was obvious to demolition experts that the buildings were brought down in perfect demolition style. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Democracy don't rule the world.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that better left unsaid.
This world is ruled by violence. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live. All right, I want to hurry through your calls. We got Bob Daisy coming in studio later to give us a take on the New World Order's criminal banking actions from his perspective. I've got a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet, but let's hurry through your phone calls. Oh, I briefly wanted to say something. I don't control who streams my radio show out on their own websites. In fact, I'm glad when people add links to listen to my radio show from our servers at Infowars.com. And I'm sure Ken in California is a wonderful guy. But he said, I'm an affiliate. So I thought it was our affiliate KCAA, or I thought it was the one in Needles, or one that goes into San Diego. People think of that term, affiliate. And they think, oh, it's one of the owners or managers of a radio station. And the same thing has happened with other people that take the feed of the of Ted Anderson's radio network, Genesis, or my radio show. And that's why Ted and myself included have gotten tired of that, because we'll have people that pick up our feeds, send them out, and then call themselves an affiliate like they're an AM or FM station. See, an AM or FM station, they get part of the commercials. They get to run those locally. And there's an agreement signed between us. That is not what's happening with Internet. And so people, there's a whole bunch that have done it, will take the shows, sell the ads, run them over us, and even represent themselves as us to people. And an advertiser will call you up griping at you going, my ad's not running. And you go, well, you're not an advertiser of my show. And they'll say, yes, I am. And then you find out it's an Internet radio outfit. And then you tell people, hey, you can't do that. And they scream, my First Amendment, my First Amendment. Hey, listen, your First Amendment doesn't mean you can come sit in my house and sit in my easy chair and sit at my table and say you're me. Doesn't mean you can get my Social Security number and run around and buy things in my name. And so that's why I've gotten a bigger and bigger problem. There are people who sell all my videos, all of them on, one disc, totally cruddy quality, for like $5. And we pretty much ignore it, but then that isn't enough for them. They're like, you're going to advertise for free that I'm undercutting you so you can't operate. Well, no, I'm not going to. Well, that's censorship. So I think we've been too nice in a lot of respects with people, and that's going to be changing. Because you give somebody an inch, they take it a mile, as it has been said. And that's what happens. I love the people that come and try to take advantage of us or try to take over the little things we're doing. And we're like, hey, you don't get to tell me what to do, or you don't get to come on my show while you talk crap about me and promote yourself. And they go, yes, we are. Yes, we just want to get along while we spew lies about you. We just want to tell a bunch of lies about you and then have you promote us. We're like, well, what are you talking about? And like five-year-old children, they whine and cry and suck their thumbs. That's why you've got losers and winners. You've got people that are negative, backstabbing, wicked scum who think this is a good movement for them to pile onto, and then they wonder why, and within just a few months, nobody works with them, and it's because people of quality don't work with scum. So, just a side program note, with the economy coming down around us and everything else that's happening, I am tired of people holding themselves out as me. I mean, I get videos in the mail every day that are copies of my films. And the people say, hey, I bought this video. It's got your address on it. You need to return. It doesn't work. And we call them back and we say, well, that's somebody else that's making copies and selling the film. And sometimes people are selling thousands of them because they sell them for nothing, basically. And we've even called them before. There's been probably 50-something groups doing this. And we say, look, Alex says you can make copies of the films for nonprofit educational purposes. And, we really turn a blind eye to people selling them for a few bucks, but that's to get the word out. We can't pay for bad videos you're shipping out in our name. And they're like, shut up. I've always hated you, you bastard. I was just making a little money off your name. And it's like, whoa, man, that is so. Just understand, folks, that we have a lot of people holding themselves out as us. And they do it with Internet radio. They do it with just a host of other ways. And it becomes a problem We have them holding themselves out. You know, people go over all over the web talking bad about black people or Jews in our name. Or they run around and they make stuff up. Or they go and manipulate weak-minded people. They go and attack other people in my name, and then the fools end up attacking me, thinking those people work for me. It's all dirty tricks, but it's not working. We are reaching tens of millions of people right now. And folks need to understand, because we are effective for government reasons, disinformation reasons, jealousy reasons, mental illness reasons, there are a lot of people swarming around me right now. And let me tell you, it's not fun. But it is a byproduct of success. And so I'm committed to this fight. I knew this type of stuff would happen. It's always been happening, but not at this level. And so everybody just pray for us. And just remember, when you hear hundreds of different curs attacking us from every angle, they're either government paid or they're just jealous of people that are actually have a huge audience. Folks, it's a great responsibility. I don't know what these jealous people are so angry or so upset about. And they send me emails going, you know, it doesn't matter, celebrities. Why are you always having celebrities on? That's bad. You know, who cares about celebrities? Well, then why are you emailing me about how we have celebrities on here? No, it matters when we have a governor or a movie star or a former president on from, say, you know, another nation to say 9/11 is an inside job, because that shows people it's high profile. Of course celebrities matter. Why do you think they'll pay millions of dollars to have some celebrity pitch cell phones, or millions of dollars to the Steve McQueen estate to have him in Mustang ads last year? Or why do you think Paul Newman's salad dressing did so well? Don't sit there and act like children and throw fits about the fact that so many celebrities, by the way, seek us out and come on this show. They care. They want to be part of history. They want to be more than just rock and roll stars or movie stars. They want to be known for serious issues. They know they want their celebrity to count for something. You know, when the establishment and when the federal government, through the studio system, fully controlled the movie stars, never kept on short leashes, they loved them. The government invented the movie stars being part of political action. But as soon as they got independent in the last 30 years and got away from the studio system, now, oh, who cares what a movie star thinks? We would be fools not to have movie stars on this show. We would be fools not to have celebrities on this show to talk about issues that we agree with, to garner support for the liberty movement against the New World Order. And so anybody that criticizes that is a jackass. They are filled with jealousy or they're feds. And shame on all of them as well. But yes, celebrities popping up, and that's accelerating on this radio show, is also driving. I have to say it's sad. I would like to think most of the attacks on this radio show were by government operatives. But sadly, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It is by people burning with absolute envy and jealousy over what? That I've got the biggest target painted on my back. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Let's go to Scott in Arizona, then Carmi, Rourke, John, Graham, and others. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What do you want to talk about? The bailout scam, Barack Obama's people saying arrest those that criticize him?
Yeah, that guy's a scumbag. I don't want to talk about him, but I do want to talk about the bailout. I do like what Webster said. I want to kind of get your take on it. You didn't really get a chance to talk about it too much, about his idea of the $15 billion per state. Even though we know that probably will never happen, I just want to see if that is realistic, because it sounded like a great deal.
What happens is the fake conservatives say that's socialism. And I tend to agree that said that's a bad idea, but it's much better than just giving it to the bankers.
I agree. I mean, wouldn't that, at least if...
I mean, we're paying for it. We're paying for it.
Yeah. Listen to me. If Wall Street failed, let them swallow up each other, and we gave $15 billion to each state, what would that do? I mean, that would create jobs for everybody. At least we would suffer if we don't have nothing. But if we let them fail, at least we're giving us something in return for our tax dollars.
Well, I'll tell you the biggest outrage. We need a story about it on InfoWars or Prison Planet or InfoWars.net. And that is that the Congress, the parties aren't stupid. Paulson's not stupid. Normally, if give Greenspan pass gas at the lectern before the House Judiciary, I mean the House Banking Committee, the stock market would crash. Now they're saying, depression unless you pass this. I mean, you talk about yelling fire in a theater. They are screaming fire in a theater for the entire economic system. It's pure terrorism. It is economic terrorism. They arrest people in Europe and Hong Kong and places for that. In fact, they have been for trying to create a run on the market. And by the way, last time I checked, I'm going to look it up. The market was just in free fall this morning. Let me just look that up right now. So, absolutely. I mean, if they're going to have a bailout, why shouldn't it go into the real economy? But see, the government's so corrupt locally, they're going to steal it all up for themselves, too. You're not going to get any of it, okay? This is a country run by criminals for criminals.
Yeah, I know. They're just trying to make it look good. I mean, it's going to crash regardless, and I just don't know why, you know, they just don't let the whole thing crash. I mean, this is what they want anyway. Just let it crash.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. The problem is they'll then tell the domesticated cattle that it's the fault of people that didn't want the bailout. And then they'll get an even bigger one after that. So it's between a rock and a hard place. Oh, it's incredible. Let's go ahead and take another call. Carmi in Kent. And I guess Kent's in England? Kentucky. Okay, go ahead. It said Kent here on my screen. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, you're so right on. You are so right on about everything. And I listened to the show when Colonel Oliver North came through and was confronted, and there were people arrested.
They peacefully, on video, they later got the video back from the cops, they peacefully asked questions in line, and they were arrested for it.
I know. You are so right on about everything. I am so impressed with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. His opinion, have been listening, and thumbs up, dear. I don't know what else to say.
Well, thumbs up to you.
We're sitting here in the middle of it all.
We got front row seats to some very painful times. Thank you for the call. Folks, you ain't seen nothing yet with the economy. Rourke in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I mean, I know we've identified the problem. I don't think we're getting close to any kind of solution, though.
There isn't. We were overrun by criminals.
Well, you know, then we need to do something. We need to organize. I think we need to attack the television system. I'm sorry, I talk to people in the largest politics channel on IRC every day. I see how they respond to the television. They just can't escape it. I think we need to destroy the television system. It's a huge liability. All you have to do is go out there and cut some cables. I know it's illegal, but at this point, I don't care. And I think organization is essential.
Okay, listen, sir, the last thing we want is to escalate this into violence. The enemy had to bomb their own federal building and fly remote control aircraft into the towers to you know, in the name of keeping the people safe. You see, and I appreciate your call, but I'm not going to have calls for violence here on my show, okay? It is not going to happen, okay? I got a lot of people mad at me because I'm not calling for shooting. But I notice the people calling for that are never out shooting. They're just saying, we need to do this, we need to do that. I know you're not saying shooting. Here's the deal. They knew we'd rebel against this tyranny, so they preemptively carried out terror attacks to set up an apparatus to suppress that. Now, I don't think they can successfully suppress a wide-scale rebellion. But they don't intend to. They want us to chew up the military and chew up the local police and then use an international peacekeeping force after 6 months to 2 years of depression. You don't think the globalists aren't happy just to let everybody starve to death? Do you know how domesticated and slack-jawed this population is, 90-plus percent of them? Around 95% of the public are not self-sufficient. Do you know what it'll look like if the society breaks down? That's exactly what these people are looking for, and that's exactly what they want. A bunch of dead cops laying around in the street, shot up with deer rifles, is not the answer. And I know you're not saying that, but I'm hearing it on Limbaugh. I'm hearing it on Sean Hannity. For some reason, these national shows are allowing people to call in. I've been hearing it. I monitor talk radio every day when I'm in the car and when I'm getting ready in the morning and when I'm on, you know, on the bicycle or whatever. And I'm hearing it everywhere. If they bail them out, I'm going to start shooting. Well, that is not what we want. And I'm very suspect of the national neocon shows that heavily censor their phone calls and heavily screen them, that this is suddenly being said by a whole bunch of people. This is very, very suspect. I'm not trying to get in a fight with you, Rourke. It's just cutting TV lines. I mean, what are you? You know what they'll do if people ran out and started cutting television cables? First off, a lot of you get electrocuted doing that. They're going to use crap like that to come arrest people like me. We need to stop them launching a war for a distraction. We're at a great danger for them staging terror attacks right now. I also want to put that alert out. We're at a heightened state of alert for the New World Order to stage terror. The last thing we need is a bunch of craziness. Oh, you know, never on the offensive, ladies and gentlemen, always for defense. A lot of you that want violence, I don't think a lot of you have actually seen it. I don't think a lot of you have actually been around it. I haven't been around that much. Let me tell you, I don't like it. You don't think I don't have a big can of whoop-ass? Doesn't mean I want to open it up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
In constant sorrow.
We got Bob Dacia coming in about 30 minutes. And I'm going to go ahead and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the start of the next hour for the last two. Going to be breaking down the economic bailout, everything that's happening. Now, we need national calls to every radio talk show, letters to the editor, calls to Congress saying, we want Henry Paulson, we want all the people involved in this criminal operation. We've got congressmen and women on record saying it's clearly criminal, who engineered all this. We want them indicted. We want them arrested. We don't want them given immunity and pardons and then a bunch of power. That's what we want. I mean, I'm hearing all sorts of talk about violence. That's the last thing we need. John in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
God bless you, man. I got a little ag show I do on local radio over here in Hawaii where I try to explain to people how this was orchestrated. I've been into this since the late 60s, and how they've slowly dismantled our agricultural production system. And I think when we talk about a bailout, we need to begin making low-cost loans, obviously, to farmers, get people back on the land, and eliminate, you know, this fake economics that's ripping us off. But the point I'm calling you about is about this concept of violence. And I see there's three or four things coming up in the news where obviously 7 to 10% of America, no matter what they say about Obama, when they get in there, they're not going to be able to vote for a black man for president. And when we see the numbers saying that Obama is so far ahead in the polls and then he loses, and we've all been set up, especially since the Bush election, to the fact that the government can manipulate the numbers, I think we're going to be seeing full-scale riots the day after the election when McCain wins. And I think we're all being set up. This is a scam. They're setting us up for martial law. I'd be surprised if McCain ever even becomes president with that talent.
Well, I agree with you.
Unbelievable, Alex.
Well, I agree with you that all of this is a potential, and that the next month and a half is going to be some of the most interesting times, some of the most dangerous and perilous times that we've ever seen. It's also filled with opportunity to wake people up because people are finally tuning into the reality. They're finally learning about the New World Order.
You're obviously right, Alex, and I want to encourage people. I got a little show on Thursdays at 6 o'clock Hawaii time where I talk about growing your own food, explaining how to grow nutrient-dense food, the importance of that.
Okay.
I've been fighting against GMOs for
about
15 years.
Go ahead and do the plug, sir.
Okay, yes, on KCOF.net. And they just have to go to KCOF.net and then click on the stream.
Gotcha. I want to move on to some more callers now. Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Graham in California. Graham, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I appreciate your work, man.
Thank you.
Two quick things. First, I heard Ray McGovern has cancer and he's using chemo.
He has lymphomic cancer.
Can you introduce him to G. Edward Griffin and...
Yeah, I'm not my brother's keeper. You know, we get him on as a guest. He says that he already went through the chemo. He already had the lymph nodes removed. He believes he's in remission.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Secondly, you've heard of John Canzius?
Mm.
He's the guy that has the salt water, the radio wave machine that ignites salt water.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't know if any of that stuff's real. I have to look into it.
Okay. Well, I remember watching a Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. There's a gentleman named Joe Newman, and he has a magnetic engine that puts
out. I know the magnetic engines are real.
What's that?
The magnetic engines are real.
Well, I was going to say, introduce Joe Newman to John Canzius, and that would solve the energy crisis right there.
Well, they have a lot of suppressed technologies. The problem is there's a lot of quacks and kooks that have moved in to profiteer in it, and it's discredited most of the real technology.
If you could just check out Google Video, Climate Crisis We Have, and...
Thank you for the information. I'm going to hurry through more phone calls at 800-259-9231.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.